X sat in the cockpit of the plane as it eased over the Caribbean Sea. He had been processing the conversation and heard every word, but at the same time, he was thinking of dead bodies and the mission ahead. His partner, Shortcut, elbowed him from the pilot seat.
I hate it when you do that. Sometimes you're too human for me.
Sorry.
I still can't get over how cool your emotional program is.
X continued his silence, shifting in his leather seat. He got that twitching feeling that swept over him at the beginning of missions like these. That feeling when he'd have to kill. His chips crunched a million potential scenarios as he loosened his black tie and set it on the dashboard. He ran one hand across his bald head and stroked his goatee with the other, a move he had observed from the commander of the android squad, a pensive gesture. Shortcut coughed.
I can't ever get used to the dry air in these ships. It just sticks in your throat, like an itch you can't scratch.
He adjusted his cap, and his left iris lit up as data streamed across his contact lens. He wore a white button-up shirt, loosely tucked into blue jeans. He was skinny, and his cheeks were covered with brown freckles.
I've got a weird feeling about this mission. Maybe it's because I haven't slept in 24 hours.
I wouldn't know.
Yeah, Shortcut said, yawning. You androids don't have to sleep. Don't remind me.
The dashboard beeped as they approached their destination. A four-dimensional map of an island appeared, blinking and rotating. A human face appeared in a square at the top left of the screen. A wizened, tanned face with a flat nose, green eyes, and a stern air. The man wore a military cap and a blue uniform with a golden pin of a winged earth on his chest. X and Shortcut nodded and said,
Farron, sir. Brockway is still on the island. We've got ships around the perimeter. The mission is still a go.
We just arrived, Shortcut said. We're just waiting for your orders.
Your mission is to kill, Farron said, looking at X. We need the black box.
Can you tell us exactly what happened again? Shortcut asked.
2 days ago, Richard Brockway, an android soldier in the United Earth Alliance, was on patrol in a shopping mall. We don't know why, but he went berserk and started a massacre. He unloaded his ammunition, killing 100 people without wasting a single bullet. Then he bludgeoned 20 people to death with a steel pipe before authorities arrived. He evaded the police and he escaped the city by boat. He was last seen in Aruba before his black box was disconnected. Shortly after that, the entire island disconnected from the grid.
An android has never gone that berserk, Shortcut said. Not since the singularity of 2199.
Farron's kept his face blank.
That's why we need the black box to figure out what went wrong. The council needs to know if we're dealing with an irregularity or something more serious.
He paused when he saw X staring out the window.
You're awfully quiet, X.
X unclicked the nylon seatbelt across his shoulders and stood up. He adjusted one of his wrists, sliding a ring of skin counterclockwise. It glowed as a gun inside his wrist warmed up, giving off waves of heat.
I just don't understand why he did it.
I know Brockway was an acquaintance of yours, Farron said. I wouldn't have sent you, but we're short on agents. The rest of the squad is cleaning up Brockway's massacre. We're not going to be able to keep this contained for very long. When the public finds out, we'll need to have answers.
X nodded. Brockway broke the UEA laws. Whenever an android kills a human without justification, he must die.
Good luck, you two, Farron said.
He disconnected, and the screen went dark, replaced by the image of the island. The navigation panel beeped again. Shortcut stood up and stretched.
We're here.
They walked down a long corridor to the back of the plane. X pumped his fists several times, feeling his fingernails dig into his skin. He sensed Shortcut's breath behind him, that quick, telltale gasp that signaled that a question was coming.
It's a double standard, don't you think? Shortcut asked.
What?
What Brockway did. We're going to destroy him for creating so much bloodshed, but if I killed you now, I'd only get a few years in jail.
And no connection to the grid, X said. For a human, that's a fate worse than death.
Shortcut rubbed the back of his head and grinned sheepishly.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I'm probably irritating you with my questions.
Shortcut did ask a lot of questions. Maybe it was because he was in the presence of an android, and humans always felt the need to talk more around them. Probably to fill the space of androids calculating their words a million times per second.